Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chav Gimel. We're starting new perek, third perek Masech Sanhedrin. Baruch Hashem, we got through the daf yesterday. So the top of daf Chav Gimel and new perek. Dine Mamnas B'Shlosha. So we already discussed in the very first mission of the perek that when it comes to Dine Mamnas, you need three Dayanim. The mission over here repeats that Dine Mamnas B'Shlosha. The Rishonim, the Chidushi Aran, is bothered. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat what we already learned in the very first mission of the Masechta? Dine Mamnas B'Shlosha is a halacha we learned already. So he says that the Mishnah is just coming to explain what we said earlier, meaning the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta gave some Rashi Prakim, gave some basic ideas, and now we're going to expand on those ideas. So it's ki'ilu, it says, Hadiktani dini mamnas b'shlosha. Ketzad, what do we mean by dini mamnas b'shlosha? How do you arrive at three dayanim? And now the Mishnah is going to explain how to get those three dayanim, how to choose those three dayanim. So says the Mishnah, Zebor lo echad, v'zebor lo echad, u'shnein bor len od echad, divra meir. This one chooses one, this one chooses one, and the two of them choose another one. Those are the words of Rav Meir. Now what does that mean, this one chooses one, this one what? This one person, this one litigant chooses one what? Chooses one dayan? Chooses one Beis Din? So Rashi says, mashma zebor lo Beis Din echad, shein gimel, v'ze echad hare shisha. Each one chooses an already established Beis Din. So this one says, I want to go with the Beis Din of this town, and the other one says, I want to go with the Beis Din of the other town, but he's not only picking a dayan, he's picking a Beis Din. And shnei bor lo echad hare tes, and then the two of them choose a third Beis Din, and therefore they're left, the two of them choose a third Beis Din, and therefore they're left with nine dayanim. And that's why the Gemara's first question, says Rashi, the Gemara's first question is going to be, what kind of system is this? We only want to end up with three dayanim. So why would you start a system that where you end up with nine dayanim? So that's going to be the Gemara's first kasha, because it doesn't seem to make any sense to end up with nine dayanim. But that's the pshat in the first line of the Mishnah, according to Rashi. The Chacham Omrim and the Chachamim say, Shnei dayanim bor lehen od echad, that the two dayanim choose the third guy. Ze posel dayanu shel ze, v'zo posel dayanu shel ze, divra meir. Each one can passel the other guy's dayan. That's Rav Meir shita, that each one has the ability to passel the dayan chosen by the other party. V'cham momrim, v'cham say, emasai, when do you have the ability to passel somebody else's dayan? Bizman shem mevi alehen raya shein kroven opsulin. That's only if you have some sort of proof that there's a problem with the dayan, that he's a karav or a pasel. Avalim hayu ksherin, omum chumni pibes din, enu yachal. But if the dayanim are known to be ksherim, or they're known to be expert dayanim, so you can't just go and passel someone else's dayan. You can't just come into Beis Din and say, I don't hold of that dayan. What do you mean you don't hold of that dayan? He's a recognized expert in the field, and he's known to be a good guy. Zeh posel edov shel zeh, zeh posel edov shel zeh, divrei Meir. Meir also says, each one can passel the other guy's edim. V'cham momrim, chachamim qualify that. Emasai, v'zman shemevi alein rayashen krovin upsulin. You want to passel someone else's edim, so bring proof that there's a kar of upsul. You can't just passel his edim. Avlam hayuk sherin, eino yachal upsulin. But if they're perfectly kosher, so you can't go and passel someone else's edim just because you want to. There has to be some sort of problem in order to passel somebody else's edim. And the Chidush Aran asks, why do you need to be borer anything? We already pointed out in the first parak that Shlosha Adiotos Kofin, Afagav Dol Kibbum Aleim, that if you have three Adiotos, even if the Bali Din were not Makabal the three Adiotos have the Koach of a Beis Din. And obviously, if it's three Mumchin, that even a Yachid Mumcha, the Yerushalmi says that you could be Kofin and be Dan Adin with a Yachid Mumcha. So what's this idea that everyone gets to choose all of a sudden? A Beis Din is a Beis Din should have the power to impose on the litigants. What's the idea that people are choosing who the Beis Din is? So the Ran says that which we say before, that we're not that we're kofel with shalosh hediotos or yachid mumcha, that's only when the nitva is misariv on the ikar adin, meaning you tell somebody, you give someone a hazman al din, and he says, no, there's no din, I'm not going to any Beis Din, and I'm not going to have a din Torah with you. So then we're going to say, okay, well, the Beis Din can enforce anyway. The Beis Din can go against the guy's will. But if the guy is willing to come to a din, it's just he would rather go to a different dayan or a different Beis Din, so then we give him a little more leeway. Then he's allowed to be borer, he's allowed to passel, perhaps, the other person's dayan, then we can choose it in a more equitable way, we don't have to impose anything on him. In Marik, in the Tshuva, in Siman Tes Zayin, he writes that you see from here that even though in general we have a psul that we don't allow someone to be dan his ohev, someone who he's very close with, who he loves, nevertheless, by a Beis Din Zavla, that's what we call a Beis Din of Zeb Bor Lo Echad, Rashi Teva Zavla, by a Beis Din Zavla, by a Beis Din where the two parties, the two litigants, are choosing the Dayanim, we're not going to passel an Ohev, says the Marik, and also, not just an Ohev, all the psulim that are mentioned at the end of Maseches Ksuvos and Daf Kufhei Amud Beis, where it says that any sort of hana kaldahu is going to pass al dayan. Right, the Gemara in Ksuvos tells about a dayan who was supposed to be dan din Torah, and there was a fellow that used to bring him fruits every single erev of Shabbos as part of, I guess, his rabbinic compensation. They would bring him fruits every erev of Shabbos, and they had a din Torah in front of him on Thursday. So instead of bringing the fruits on Friday, they brought it on Thursday instead. So he said, oh, you gave it to me a day early, so now pasulna l'chaladina. I can't be dan the din Torah for you, because you gave me that one extra day of hana'a, and that's considered like a bribe, so I can't do it. So is that really meikar din that's going to pasul him from din? So that's what Marik writes. All of those types of minor psulim, where there's a slight negia, one way or the other, don't apply to a Beis Din Zavla. They won't apply when it's zebor lo echad, zebor lo echad, because it's not talui on his das, because the other person is also going to choose his ohev. The whole idea of a Beis Din Zavla is that the people chosen by each side will cancel each other out, and the third dayan will be the deciding vote. But all the other psulim, like the real psulim of Karov, Pasul, the psulim in HaTorah, those are pasul even by a Beis Din Zavla. Those are pasul even by a regular Beis Din. It seems that the Ramah paskins this way also. The Ramah in Chosh Mishpat and Siman Zayin, Siv Zayin writes, Yesh Omrim de Kol She'eno Ohavo Sono Mamish Mutuladono Ve'eno Elamidas Chasidus Lahach Mishaloladono. The idea of not having an Ohev or a Sone serve as a Dayan is only a Midas Chasidus. V'lechein mutul yozdayin kishezeh bor lo echad v'zeh bor lo echad kol echad bor lo ohavo. And therefore it's permissible in a Beis Din Zavla. It's permissible to choose people who you're friendly with, who you're very close with, for this type of Beis Din. Fine, says the Gemara. My zeh bor lo echad v'zeh bor lo echad. V'tlas asagi, what do you mean each one chooses one? Isn't three enough? So Rashi understood that what's the Gemara asking? That in the first line of the Mishnah it seemed to say that each litigant chooses one full Beis Din, and then the two of them choose a third Beis Din, and therefore you're left with nine Dayanim. So the Gemara is asking, why would you have a system where you're left with nine Dayanim? You only want three Dayanim for Dinim Amunis. That's how Rashi understands the Kasha. Says Tosos, that can't be the Kasha, because it can't be Pshat in the first line of the Mishnah. No one ever would have had a Hava Amina that we're going to start with nine Dayanim. Whoever heard of such a thing? It can't be. It's not even good enough. Sometimes an idea is good enough to at least be a Hava Amina, even if it's rejected. He said, this idea is not even good enough to be a Hava Amina. It's not even good enough to have ever been a fleeting thought in anybody's mind that you're going to have nine Dayanim. So says Tosos, Pirush HaKuntros, the Mashma de Lavu Tes, Ketzad zebor lo beis din echad harei gimel v'zebor lo beis din echad harei shisha u'shneim barom lam beis din acher harei tes. Rashi understands the first line of the Mishnah, and somehow we end up with nine dayanim and ulahachi mitama betlasasagi, and that's why the Gemara wonders, what do you mean? Three dayanim is good enough. V'lonihira, but it doesn't seem correct at all. Shari mashmos halashon eno kein, because the implication of the language is not so. Dim kein havale lahakshos behedya, the way the Gemara should have asked the Kasha, if that's what it was really asking, why do we have nine, we should only have three, the way the Gemara should have asked it is, hagufa Kasha, reisha asefa, amrit dinim amas b'shlosha, alma begimel sagi, v'hadu kamar desarich tes. The way the Gemara should have asked the Kasha is that the first three words of the Mishnah are against the next three words of the Mishnah. First you say, Dinim Amdus B'Shlosha, and then you go on to describe how you end up with nine Dayanim. So instead of just asking in general, why do I need nine Dayanim? Three, I know three is enough. What do you mean you know three is enough? It says in the very same Mishnah, the very previous line, that three is enough. And that's how the Gemara would have asked the question if that's what the Gemara were asking. So it says, tells us that can't be what the Gemara is asking. It has to be that we know what the Gemara is going to explain. It has to be that we know already when we read the Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah, the Gemara already knows that when we say this one chooses a Beis Din and that one chooses a Beis Din and the two of them choose another one, it means this one chooses a Beis Din, then the other one passels his Beis Din and chooses his own Beis Din. This one, the first guy passels his Beis Din, and then the two of them get together and choose a third Beis Din, the Kamar HaMatarit. So we realize already at the outset that the amount of Dayanim that you're going to be left with is only going to be three. So then what's the Gemara's Kasha? What does the Gemara mean when it says, "My Zebra Lech, V'Zebra Lech, V'Tlas Asagi, V'Lo Parich Alimi Lishna Din Masnisin." We're asking on the Lashon of the Mishnah, not asking on the Halacha. The Halacha we're okay with. We're asking on the Lashon. The Katani Zeb Borer Beis Din V'Chaveru Kein, V'Lachi Parich, My Zeb Borer Lechad, Kolomar, Lo sagi belavachi. So the Gemara's kasha is, what do you mean zebora lo echad? That's the way it's supposed to work. It's supposed to work that one that Reuven chooses a Beis Din, and then Shimon says, "No, your Beis Din's pasul." And then Shimon's going to choose a Beis Din, and Reuven screams, "No, your Beis Din's pasul." That's what we want. We really want them saying that. We want them fighting. That's a lechachila de kedin. That's what they should be doing. That's what the Gemara is asking. This is a that's the system, or that's when something goes wrong. It sounds like the Mishnah is saying that's the system. It says Zebor Lo Echad. Umishani. And the Gemara's answer is Ki Shezeborer. No, it's not telling us what's ideal. It's telling us what happens sometimes. Kolomar, Ein Chova Vadai Lasos Kein, El Masnisen Mairi Imirakach. It's not telling us what you must do. It's telling you what might happen. Now, why does Rashi not want to say like that? That sounds like a reasonable pshat, that the Gemara is asking on the Lashon of the Mishnah, not on the Halacha, and that the Gemara already knew that the Halacha is that you're only going to end up with three Dayanim, because each one passels the other. So Pashtus, as Tosos, leaves out a few of the words of the question that really swing it in Rashi's direction, because it doesn't just say, "My Zebar Lech V'Zebar Lechad." It then explains the question. It says, "Bitlasa sagi." Three would have been enough. According to Tosos, what are those words doing there? "Bitlasa sagi." Yeah, we know. According to Tosos, we knew the whole time. Three is enough. That's not what we're asking about. We're asking about why each one cancels the other guy. According to Rashi, it makes a lot more sense that if we're assuming that there were nine in the first line of the Mishnah, so then the kasha is, what do you need nine for? Bitlasa sagi. So the lashon of the kasha fits much, much better according to Rashi. So anyway, so let's assume like Rashi and read through the Gemara, right? So why do we need nine? Isn't three dayanim enough? So hachi kamar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kishe zebor lo beiz din echad, zebor lo beiz din echad, shnein bor len od echad, that if each guy chooses a Beis Din, the two of them choose a third Beis Din. What's the answer? Rashi explains. What does this mean? The Gemara in this line is being mechadesh that each guy passels the other guy's Beis Din. Now here's the weakness in Shitas Rashi. The Iker is chaser min hasefer. The whole answer is that each guy passels the other guy's Beis Din. The Gemara never says it. All the Gemara says is, yeah, this one chooses one Beis Din, that one chooses one Beis Din, and then the two of them choose the third Beis Din. What? But that didn't answer the question. So Rashi has to add in, oh yeah, what we meant is each one passels the other guy's Beis Din also. According to Tosfos, the answer is right there. We knew all along it's only going to be three Dayanim, it's not going to be nine Dayanim. What's the Chiddush of the answer? That instead of saying Zebor Lo Echad, what does it say? It's if it comes up that this is what happens. So the Teretz fits much, much better according to Tosfos. The Gemara goes on to say that even the Lova has the ability to say, "I don't want to go to your Beit," or the Gemara, this is really Rashi and says this is a Bitmiya. Vafilu Lova Matzi Ma'akev, even the Lova, normally we say, Eved Lova Lish Malva, the Lova has the lower hand. He doesn't get to call the shots, he's the one that owes the money. So he gets to choose where to go and to apostle someone else's based in. Vam Rablazar Lo Shanu Ela Malva, Avalova Kofanos Avadan Bi'iro, but didn't Rablazar teach us not that way, that only the Malva has the ability to choose, and that the Lova, we force him to be done. Be Iro, and he doesn't have the ability to say otherwise. that the idea of one guy says, Echad, Rashi said, Echram and Nidon Khan, Vechram and Nelich Lebesavad, Kovnos of a Holich Lebesavad, that's only that the Malve has the right to call the shots, but not the Love. Says the Gemara, Kadom Rabbi Yochran Be'ercho Shebesur Yeshanu, Hachanami Be'ercho Shebesur Yeshanu. No, we're talking about Ercho Shebesur Yeshanu, where they weren't Bekin B'dine Torah, and therefore even the Love can say, no, I'm not going to that Bezdin, because these are just Ercho Shebesur Yeshanu, where the Love can turn them down and say, I'm not interested in such a Beis Din. They don't really know Dine Torah. Avol Mumchin Lo. But you're right. If it were a Beis Din of Mumchin, the Lovah does not have the ability to say, no, I'm not going to that Beis Din. What do you mean you're not going to that Beis Din? It's an expert Beis Din in Dine Torah. You have no right to turn them down and say that you're not interested in going to such a Beis Din. The question is, what exactly are these Archol Shab Surya? Archol Shab Surya, meaning, if they don't know anything about Torah, so they should be Pasal Midaraisa. Why would Rabban be Cholik or Meir at all, in terms of what people's ability is? That the Chachamim say that you don't have the ability to go and Pasal them? Of course you should have the ability to go and Pasal them. And Rashi, in fact, says they're not Bekin B'Divrei Torah. So the Ran explains what Rashi means is that since they are in places where there aren't really too many B'nai Torah around, and the B'nai Ha'ir have accepted them to be Dan, the Dine Mamnas, they have charged them with the responsibility of dealing with Dine Mamnas cases, so it's Kiblu Aleim Shalal L'Paslan. It's like there was an agreement of everyone in that town that we're not going to passel these guys. And that's why you can't passel them so easily. However, it seems that they're different than Yoshve Kranos. Yoshve Kranos sounds like that they don't really have much experience in Dine Mamnas at all. Yoshve Kranos are just people who are sitting around, but they don't really have any experience in Dine Mamnas. The Ran quotes from Rabbeinu David that Erchos actually are just like Yoshve Kranos. It works midin Yoshve Kranos. That just like we said by Yoshve Kranos, that Efshar Delas Buchad Lo Gamir, that whenever you put three Yoshve Kranos together, one of them must know Dinim. The same is true by Erchos Shabasuria. That's the status of Erchos Shabasuria.
Why didn't the Mishnah just assume that the third Bezin would be the one that was chosen by those two, and they would just be dying with three judges?
That's the Gemara's answer, that each one passels the other one, and then the third one is
so it's not even a question of nine, you should just...
Right, well, Rashi understood that Rashi said that the Gemara first misunderstood the Mishnah to be saying it's nine, but then the Gemara corrects it and says, no, the Mishnah never meant nine.
Right.
The Mishnah meant that it's really three, that you're left with those last three. So that's... Tosa said exactly like you that it can't be that the Gemara ever understood the Mishnah that way, because that's a ridiculous way to understand the Mishnah. Why would you ever assume the Mishnah is saying that you should have nine? So Tosa assumed that we knew the whole time it was three, we just didn't like the idea of suggesting that each guy passels the other guy's Bezdin as a L'Chadchila Dikadin. That's not a L'Chadchila Dikadin to passel someone else's Bezdin. So Rav Papa says, Afilu Teimu Mumchin. You could even say that we're talking about Mumchin, and still the Lova has the ability to reject the other guy's, the Malva's Bezdin. Why? Because we're talking about the two Batei Din are like the Beis Din of Rav Huna and the Beis Din of Rav Chista. Says Rashi, "Ditravaya b'chad makom," that they're both in the same city. So the Lova could say, "It's no skin off your back. I'm not making you go anywhere you don't want to go. It's right down the block. So come with me to the other Beis Din. Why do we have to go to your Beis Din?" So the Lova doesn't have the ability to force the Malva to come somewhere far away, to go to a Beis Din that's nowhere near where he wants to be. But to go down the block to some to the other Beis Din, that the Lova has the ability to force the Malva. Tosa says, Pirusha Kuntris, Shoy b'makom echad, v'lo nihira. Tosa says, it can't be that they were really b'makom echad. Daha amrin and Rav Chista lo haya mara lefnei Rav Huna, afilu b'yasa b'kutcha. We learned that Rav Chista would not be more p'sak halacha, he wouldn't be more hara'a in front of Rav Huna. So it's very difficult to say he set up a Beis Din right down the block from Rav Huna. He wouldn't even be more halacha be'asa mekudcha. He wouldn't be more halacha about anything, about a simple hilchos kashrus issue in front of Rav Huna. So Vada is not setting up a Beis Din. So what was going on? So venerally, it must be that they weren't literally in the same town. They were three parcels away from each other. But three parcels isn't the end of the world. You can travel three parcels to go to a Beis Din, and that's what we're talking about, that there was some sort of distance. There was some sort of distance between them. Okay, the Marik in Shorosh Kuf Samach Tes says that no, there's a difference between being Mora Hara and being Dan Dine Mamanis, that he wouldn't be Mora Hara in front of him, but Dan Dine Mamanis, that he would do in front of him. Why? Okay, so you have to work on why there's a difference between Marara and Dan Dini Maminus. Tnan, Vaitu in the Gemara. The Chamam Shnei Dayanim Borun Lena Orecha. The Chacham say in our Mishnah that the two Dayanim choose the third. But if you assume that the whole context of our Mishnah is that we're talking about one guy chooses a three-man Beis Din, the other guy chooses a three-man Beis Din, and then the two of them choose another three-man Beis Din, does that make any sense that if you've already passeled one Beis Din, that the Beis Din that's already been passeled is going to go and choose the Beis Din that's going to work, that's going to be the final Beis Din at the end of the day? Why does that make any sense? If they've already been passeled, they should be totally out of the picture. And furthermore, what's the Zebor Lo Echad v'Zebor Lo Echad? So what's the Gemara's Kasha there? The Ma'izebar Lech v'zebar Lech. So Rashi understands. What's the Gemara's Kasha? What Tosfos told you the Kasha was in the first line of the Gemara is what the Gemara is actually asking here. If it's the Mishnah is telling us a din that each guy passels the other guy's Beis Din, is that a l'chachila de kedin that each one comes and passels the other guy's Beis Din? Why does it say zebor loech and matter of factly as if that's the way things are supposed to go? That's not the way things are supposed to go. That's when you have something that happens unfortunate where they can't get along and they can't choose something properly and then they start passeling each other. That's not good. So I don't know how Tosos reads that line of Gemara. I mean, Tosos said we already asked this kasha in the first line of the Gemara. That we corrected by saying Kisha Zeborilo, right? So I'm not sure how Tosus reads that line in the Gemara. Ella Hachikamar, so says the Gemara. Now what we must mean to say in our Mishnah is the following: Zeborlo Dayan Echad, Zeborlo Dayan Echad, Shneim Borlo Neod Echad. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is not that each one chooses a Beis Din and then the two Batei Din choose a third Beis Din. No, each one chooses a Dayan and the two Dayanim choose a third Beis Din. Maishna Davdi Hachi. Why would they do this? So Amri Marav Mishmeid Rabbi Zera Mitoch She Zeborlo Dayan Echad, Zeborlo Dayan Echad, Shneim Borlo Neod Echad Yetsi Adin Lamito. When one guy chooses one Dayan, another guy chooses another Dayan, then we hope that the Din is going to come out the best way with truth. So what does that mean? It's going to come out the best way when each guy gets to choose a dayan. So says Rashi, "Ditzaisi balei dinin desavra chayiv harayani batzmi biratia echad." Everyone's going to listen to the din Torah. No one's going to have any tainas because everyone's going to assume that they have an advocate on the Beis Din. So he's going to say, "Look, I chose one of the dayanim. So if I don't like the way the din Torah turned out, I have myself to blame. Maybe I chose the wrong guy, but that's my own fault." And I'm confident that the guy I chose is going to do whatever he can to prove me correct. And says Rashi, the Dayanim themselves aren't going to be bashful about coming up with every tzad zuchus that they can for the guy that chose them, because they're going to know that there's another Dayan on the other side that was chosen by the other guy. And that's my job. I can advocate for the guy that chose me. You can advocate for the guy that chose you. And then the third Dayan, we'll figure things out. That's how Rashi says. The Rush writes that there are chisrei hadas that are toin b'divrei Rashi. There are people who lack intelligence, who make a mistake in Rashi, and they think that a dayan is allowed to be mahapik b'zchus of the guy who chose him, is allowed to advocate for the guy who chose him, and to come up with arguments and halachic reasoning, ashalok din, that's even shalok halacha, in an effort to defend the guy who chose him. And he says there are a lot of people that rely on this Rashi and choose bali tachbulos, deceitful people, to go and serve on a Beis Din. And he says the tola b'divrei Rashi, that Rashi, God forbid, is saying that you're allowed to do that. He said it's terrible. Rashi never said that. Rashi's only idea is that on a Beis Din, for a Beis Din to function optimally, you need one kategar, one sanegar, and one guy who's totally in the middle. But not that the dayan could ever say something that he thinks is shalok halacha, or to say something that he thinks is incorrect. The dayanim are supposed to provide halachically viable arguments with a certain shita in mind, with a certain idea of each dayan trying to defend the guy who chose him, but not to make up things that are shalok halacha. It's interesting, the Tshuva Shavas Yaakov, Chelik Beis from Kuf Mem Gimel, he writes that Yesh Nogim Didanim Al Yidei Zebor Lech VaZebor Lechad VaAfilu Mahapich B'Zuchuso Shelo Kedin. He writes such a thing that even if Mahapich B'Zuchuso Shelo Kedin, he said that's why you have two colleagues on the Beis Din with you. You come up with all the arguments you can to defend your guy, and it could even be Shelo Kedin. The other guys will call you on it, and they'll possible those arguments of the Shalokadin. But you do whatever you can to defend your guy, and let the other guy do whatever he can to defend his guy, and then the third guy in the middle hopefully will make sure everything works out. The Chacham Momrim, right? So the Chacham said in our Mishnah that the two Dayanim choose a third Dayan. Says the Gemara. So who is it that chooses the third Dayan? Is it the two litigants, the two Balei Din, or the two Dayanim that choose the third Dayan? So says the Gemara, Neimar b'Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kamiflgi. So perhaps that machlokas in our Mishnah, whether it's the litigants themselves or the Dayanim that choose the third Dayan, maybe that's a machlokas about Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Edom, as a rule, should not sign on a shtar unless they know who is signing together with them. Rav Meir Lesley Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So Rav Meir says, no, it's not so important that you need to know who's joining with you. And therefore, it's not the Dayanim that have to choose the third Dayan. Let the litigants choose the third Dayan. The Dayanim don't know who they're sitting with. Okay, no big deal. Rabbanon Isled Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. And the Rabbanon hold of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav that no, if you're going to sit on a basin with somebody, you better know who he is. And therefore, the Dayan, you need the Das of the Dayanim to choose that third Dayan. So says Gemara, lo, that's not what they're arguing about. Everyone holds of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav that if you're going to sign on a shtar, you need to know who the other aid is. And therefore, everyone would agree that you need the Das HaDayanim to choose the third Dayan. You can't force two Dayanim to sit with a guy who they don't even know, who they don't know that he knows anything. Ki pligi das bali didn't. What do they argue about? They argue whether you also need the litigant's das in choosing the third dayan. Not whether you need the dayan. Everyone agrees the dayanim's das you're going to need. Question is, do you also need the das of the bali din when choosing third dayan? Rameir saw the das bali din nami ba'inan. Rameir holds, not only do you need the das of the dayanim, you also need the das of the bali din. Rabbanan savi das of dayanim, binim das bali din, and lo ba'inan. And the Rabbanan say, no, you only need the das of the dayanim, you don't need the das of the bali din. Gufa, once we mention this idea of not signing on a shtar unless you know who the other signatures are, some Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Eina Edom Chosm al Shtar, Tanya Nami Halchi, we have a brisa that says similarly, Kachayu Nekiya Adash of Yerushalayim Osin, those of clean minds in Yerushalayim used to do the following, Loyu Chosm al Shtar Umken Yodim Michosim Imahin, they wouldn't sign on a shtar unless they knew who was signing with them. They wouldn't sit in the Din Torah unless they knew who was sitting on the Din Torah with them. And they wouldn't sit at a Suda unless they knew exactly who was sitting with them. The Rush in Klal Nun Tes in the Tshuva writes that it's Dafka Nikiya Hadasa or Makbid on this, but not the Hamon. And the Raya is from Gittin, he brings a Raya. So the Chor from the Lashon, the Gemara says, Amri Vidam Rav, Eina Edom Chosman al Shtar, and then Tanya Nami Hachi, Kacho Nikiya Hadas, sounds like the first statement, Eina Edom Chosman al Shtar, is a Din, that you're not allowed to sign on a Shtar unless you know who the other Edom are. And then what do we quote? Tanya Nami Hachi, that talks about a minhag of Nikiya Adash of Yerushalayim. You tell me Tzadikim in Yerushalayim do something, I don't assume automatically that that's din. I would assume automatically, oh, Tzadikim in Yerushalayim do such a thing? That's a wonderful Lefnim Yishuras HaDin. But that's not the din. The first line, which only talks about signing on a shtar, that sounds like it's din. That's an Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Then you quote me a brisa of Nikiya Adash of Yerushalayim, that with the signing on the shtar, and the sitting at a suda, and serving as a dayan. That sounds like it's Lefnim Yishuras HaDin. So that's what the Rush points out from the fact that we know the first line is the din, and the brisa puts all three together. That indicates to us that perhaps all three are really the din, that they're all Meikra din. However, if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Elim ken yodim michosim imahen, shemi yichdimu imam erechel pasul, umavatal edus kulam, v'nimtzu elu boshim, Rashi says. What's the big problem? It's going to be embarrassing. In the end of the day, it's going to be embarrassing if it turns out that I signed on a shtar with a guy who's a nobody and a nothing and an apostle of aid. So it's embarrassing for me. That doesn't sound like it's Nikra Din. That sounds like it's a reason not to do it, but it's not something that's really Me Ikra Din. So that's the difficulty. That's what Rashi seems to say, that it's not really Me Ikra Din. It's a Nikiya Das type of issue. It's Me Din Busha, not Me Din Halacha. The Ran writes that it's mashma that it's din, he says in a kol zochel mekiyus hadas. But it sounds like there's a real din that a person should really do. The Rush also writes that if the dayanim aren't able to get together and choose a third dayan, so then what do you do? So then the ziknei ha'ir umanhigeha, the elders of the city choose a third dayan for them, and That's how they, because one way or the other, they have to somehow come up with a third dayan. I saw a very interesting diuk. The Shor Mitzion of Halacha quotes from the Divrei Chaim, an interesting diuk. What does it say? That loy nechnasim besuda elim kin yodin mi mesav imahin. It doesn't say loy yoshin besuda im amei haaretz. It says they wouldn't sit at a suda unless they knew who else was there, right? So, and what does Rashi say? Why not unless they knew who else was there? Because it's a gnai hu talmid chacham leishav etz alam aretz besuda. It's a gnai for a talmid chacham to be sitting next to an alam aretz by a suuda. So says the Divrei Chaim, it's not an issue of gnai. He says, no, you could say not like Rashi. You could say that's not an issue of gnai for a talmid chacham to sit with an alam aretz. Talmid chacham can sit with an alam aretz. You know what the problem is? If it's talmid chacham sits with an alam aretz and doesn't know that he's an alam aretz, he doesn't know who he's sitting with, then it's going to be a problem because he might be influenced by him. He might tell him things that he shouldn't tell him. The talmid chacham, that's why the lashon is meduyuk. He wouldn't sit at a suda elim kein yodin mimeis aviman unless he knows who's sitting there. Once he knows who everybody is, okay, that's a talmid chacham, that's an alam aretz, that's someone in between. So once he knows who all the characters are at his table, then gesundheit, he can sit at whatever table he wants. Says the Divrei Chaim that it's not so important that he dafka not sit with amaretzim. Okay, zeh posel dayanu. So the Mishnah went on to say that each guy passels the other guy's dayanim. Kol kaminei the posel dayani. Who do you think you are? You could just go and passel other people's dayanim. Some Rabbi Yochanan by Erchos Shabesuria Yeshana. This is what we referred to before. There are Yochanan's mechadish that we're talking about Erchos Shabesuria, where it's easy to passel them. Avul mumchim lo. But if they in fact were expert dayanim, of course you can't passel them. Hamid klani seifa v'chamim amrim emasai bizman shemevi raya shein krovin upsulin avul ma'yiksherin amumchun pibezin enu yochol pelslan. But wait a second, the chachamim say that when can you passel the other guy's dayanim? If you have proof that there's something wrong with them. But if you don't have proof that there's something wrong with them, you can't passel them. V'chal d'ra meir mumchin nami kamar. Sounds like Rav Meir holds that even mumchin, you have the ability to passel. So hachi kamar. No, this is what it means to say. Avlam hayuk shirim nasin kamumchin mi pibezin vein yochol pelslan. If they are kosher, obviously they're not mumchin in our Mishnah. If they were mumchin, Rav Meir would never say you have the ability to passel them. It means if they're kosher, the chachamim hold that they have a status of mumchin and you can't passel them without proof. And Rav Meir says, no, they don't have the status of mumchin. They're just kosher people, but they're certainly not expert dayanim, and therefore you can passel them. Tashima. But wait a second. It says in the Braisa that they said to Rabbi Meir that this guy shouldn't have the ability to passel dayanim mumchim. Makes it sound like the whole conversation is about dayanim mumchim, that we're not talking about archos shebesuria. We're talking about real dayanim mumchim. So Ema, so now you have to reread that line. You have to say lo kalimenu sheposel dayan shehim chuhu rabim aleihem. Not that they're really dayanim mumchim, but that the rabbim treat them like dayanim mumchim. Tanya nami hachi. We have a brisa like this. The olam posel v'halich ad sheyikabel lav beizdin shemumchel rabim divrei meir, that you can continue to passel people's dayanim unless he brings in a beizdin mumchim. Then you can't passel anything. Ay va'edim kum mumchin dami, but aren't edim just like mumchin? Because after all, the highest level dayan is someone who's a mumcha. The highest level aid is someone who's kashal edus. Doesn't you don't need to be an expert witness to be the best kind of aid in a beis din. You just need to be a good aid. So isn't every aid really like a mumcha? And nevertheless, Rameir still holds that you have that each litigant, each baldin, has the ability to passel the other guy's edim. So shouldn't that tell you that each litigant also has the ability to passel dayanim mumchim that are chosen by the other party? So answers the Gemara, Ha'id Varla, Amrei Shlakish, Pe Kodesh Yomar Dover Zeh. Could it be that such a holy mouth would say such a ridiculous thing? Tani Edo. No, when it says that you have the ability to passel the other guy's edim, you don't have the ability. If he has two edim that come into Bezin and say, oh, you owe me, Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Reuven can't say, no, I hold those edim are passel. That's ridiculous. Reuven is just going to say, I hold those edim are passel. Makes no sense. No, to me, edo, if he comes with one aid, then I could passel that aid. So, because one aid doesn't do anything in a Bezin. So, frak the Gemara, well, what's the story here? Edo lamai. What did that one aid come to do? Ilema lamamon. If he came to be mechayv in mamon, rachmana pasle. It's not him that's passeling the aid. The Torah passels an aid echad the mamon. Aid echad can't be motzi mamon. Ilishvua, if the 1 8 is only coming to be Mechayev Shvua, Himuni Mehemen Kibay Trey. Well, then wait a second. He's allowed to be Mechayev Shvua. 1 8 is Mechayev the other party Yeshvua. He's not Mechayev Mamun, but he is Mechayev Shvua. So then you should not be able to passel the guy's aid. So the Olam the Mamun says the Gemara really is coming from Mamun. And what's the Chiddush? Lotzricha de Kibla Ale Kibay Trey. That it could be this guy brought an aid into Beis Din, and I said, ah, I trust that guy for sure to be made against me. Whatever he says, I'm a Kabbal as if it's two Edim. And then he's made against me, and I say, wait a second, I changed my mind. I'm no longer Makabal him like two Edim. I think he's lying. So my Kamashman, the Matsi Adabe, so what's the whole Chiddush? That I'm allowed to change my mind. That after I was ready, Makabal, a guy Kabay Trey, I could change my mind and say, I'm no longer Makabal him Kabay Trey. Tanina, but frankly, we already know that. If I say that I trust my father, I trust your father, I trust Gimel Roy Bakar, three stam cattle ranchers, Rameir holds, you're allowed to be chazer, you're allowed to change your mind. And the Chum say, you're not allowed to change your mind. And the idea is that when he says, Neman Alay Abba, it's where you makabel him as one of the three dayanim. There are two other dayanim that are kosher, and this guy, since he's pasul midaraisa, I'm still allowed to be chozer on that. We're talking about being makabel them as a dayan, that we're choosing dayanim, and this one says, okay, which dayan am I going to choose? I'm going to choose my father. And I say, okay, fine, you could choose your father, and the other two dayanim are going to be kosher. I can always go back on that, Rameir says, and say, you know what? Your father's no good. I don't want your father involved in the case anymore. So just like that works by Dayanim, obviously it works by Edim as well. That if you were Mekabel someone who's really not kosher, so of course you could go back on it. Why shouldn't you be able to go back on it? If you look at Tosus, so Tosus says, what's the raya from the case of the Dayan to the case of the Edim? He says, Tema, lamed lasu yehad Rav Dimi. What's Rav Dimi adding over here? Yeshlomad di lavd Rav Dimi. If we didn't bring in Rav Dimi, lo avakashale tanina, we wouldn't have a problem that we already learned it. Di ime hasa mahavamina demayri dekavale kebetrei davitarti lereyasa. The Tanina would not have been a problem, because the Tanina would be a case where it's a double Reyesa that you're accepting. What was the case of the Tanina? Neman alai Abba, neman alai Avicha. Now, Pasha Pshat, if you just say that someone says Neman alai Abba, what does that mean? That I'm accepting your father or my father as a Dayan, that's one Chiddush, that even though he's a father of one of us, that he could, and that he's the only Dayan, or the only aid, that I'm accepting him to be the only guy, that one person is going to have a din of two people. So it's a double Chiddush. So maybe that's why you have the right to be Chozer. But when it's just Neman Alai, I take one kosher aid and I say that I'm going to trust him like two, where it's only one extra Chiddush, so then maybe I don't have the right to be Chozer. That's why the Gemara goes in and brings in Rav Dimi. The Rav Dimi says, no, you know what we're talking about when we say Neman Alai Abba, Neman Alai Avicha? Where we're not counting him as any more than one person. He only counts as one person. It's only Chad L'Reyesa. All we're doing is we're saying that he has the ability to serve on this Beis Din, but we're not giving him any more power than the ability to serve on this Beis Din. So, Frek the Ran, wait a second. But from the Tanina, you also saw a case of only one Reyesa without Rav Dimi. Because the Tanina wasn't only about Neman Alai Abba or Neman Alai Avicha, it gave a third case. Neman Alai Gimel Roe Bakar. Now, Gimel Roy Bakar is obviously only Chadal Reyesa. It's only one problem. Why? Because Gimel Roy Bakar means three people. So obviously three people is already that you're not making any leap in terms of the numbers. What leap are you making in terms of their status? That you're taking people who should be possible and you're saying that they're kosher. But you're not making any leap in terms of the numbers. So that's the Ran's major kasha on Tosfos over here. Very strong kasha. Okay, the Margolius Yam has some sort of teretz that Gimel Roy Bakar somehow is also Tarti L'Reyesa, because it's not only that they're possible, they're also Chashad L'Gazlanus. And if they're Chashad L'Gazlanus, that's a separate Reyesa. Okay, you have to say something like that. But anyway, says Gemara, so what's the Chiddush of telling me that I have the right to go back on accepting one person to serve as two Edim, with the koch of two Edim, Tzricha, Ditana Abba Vavicha, had I only had the case of Abba Vavicha, Bahakami Rabbanan Delamatzi Hadabei, I would have said that's where the Rabbanan say you cannot go back on your decision to accept them, Mishum Da Abba Vavicha Chazuli Alma. Because Abba and Avicha, there's nothing wrong with them serving as Dayanim. They just can't serve as Dayanim on my case. but they could serve as dayanim in general. But one aid could never serve as two aidim on any case. It's not just my case. So maybe the rabbanon would be moded to Rameir in that case that I can be chozer. V'yashmin b'ha, and had I only had the case of taking the one aid and believing him like two people, v'ha kamer Rameir, I would say that's where Rameir holds I could be chozer. But maybe in the case where it's abav avicha, he'd be moded to the rabbanon that I cannot be chozer. Tzricha, that's why I need to be taught both cases. Hamidtani reisha dayano v'seifa edav al medafka katani. But wait a second. What are we saying? Zeh posel edav shel zeh v'zeh posel edav shel zeh. We said it doesn't really mean you're passing the other guy's edim. It means you're passing the other guy's aid, singular. But wait a second. If you look at the lashon of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah wants to say something in singular, it does. It says zeh posel dayano, not dayanov, dayano shel zeh, singular. Then when it starts talking about edim, it doesn't say zeh posel edav shel zeh. It says, I'm sorry, it doesn't say zeh posel edo shel zeh. It says zeh posel edav shel zeh, which is plural. So it's hard to say that the word edav means that he's only posseling one aid. It says it in the plural. It's talking about where he and someone else comes to passel, meaning it's talking about two edim. But I'm not passeling him by myself. One of the Balei Din is that Reuven is not passeling the two edim who are against him by himself. Reuven comes with another friend, Levi, and he passels the two edim. So, frak the Gemara, but still, kol kminei, nogea beidusahu. How could Reuven passel any edim that are against him? He's a nogea beidus. So, Amar Ravacha b'Reid Ravik gon shekara lav irer. Now, he didn't really just passel him directly. He said that there's some sort of taina against him. So, irer demai, what kind of taina? What kind of statement could he have made? Ilem irer de gazlanusa kol kminei nogea beidusahu. If he starts saying, no, these edim are gazlanim, again, you can't say that because you're nogea beidus. You're one of the Balei Din. So, Eli ir to pegam mishpacha. No, he starts talking about that there might be a pegam in the aid's mishpacha. Rameir savrahani a mishpacha kamishadi viu memele kapasel. Look, I'm not being made about anything regarding these aidim in relation to my case. I'm just telling you I'm just giving you a separate edus that man's mishpacha has some sort of problem and therefore he's unfit to serve as an aid. Nothing to do with my case. He's an aid against me in my case, but this is totally separate. For Rabbanan Savri, and the Rabbanan will say, yeah, but at the end of the day, I have an interest in trying to apostle him. Sof, nogea beedusahu. At the end of the day, he's still nogea beedus. Kiyas Rav Dimi, Yom Rav Yochanan, machlokas b'shtei kitei edim. Rav Dimi explained that the whole machlokas of yours when you have two kitei edim, two sets of edim. Rav Meir Savri tzorach levarer, for Rabbanan Savri eno tzorach levarer. Rav Meir holds that you need to be mevarer both sets of edim, and the Rabbanan hold you don't need to. You could say, if you say that you have two sets of edim, you need to show two sets of edim. And the Rabbanan say, no, you don't. If you said you have two sets of edim, but since when do you need to bring two sets of edim? You only need to bring one. But if a guy only had one set of edim, everyone would agree that you have no ability to passel that one set. Ain shamel kasachas mahu. So if there's only one kas, what's the din? Say ain shamel kasachas. What do you mean? Va'amrit aval b'kasachas divya kol ein yochel poslan. We just said what the din is. That if there's only one set of edim, you do not have the ability to passel them. Ela nimtzeis kashniya krov nopsulin mahu. Now, what if the second kas turns out to be pasul? Then what's the din? Are you then believed retroactively? Are you still believed on the first kas that you tried to cancel out, even when it turns out that the second kas is pasul? Meaning, why did we believe you in the first place on one set of edim? Because anyway, you were going to be nailed by the second set of edim. You were going to be there was edus against you anyhow. What if it turns out that the second set of edim, who knew the edus against you, were psulim for some other reason? Now, are we going to believe you on the first cast of Edim? Some lehen kfari idu Edim arishonim. The first Edim already testified. And once we accepted the first set of Edim, when the Kashmir was possible, we already rejected the first cast, so then, yeah, you're going to be believed. Okay, we're going to start with that discussion about the Shnei Kitei Edim, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow.